from Lexington to grow up in August 1913. And my daddy was have a pole room across the bay here at Kapow. And where I live in Groar, that's, let's see, what year I moved here, 1946, I moved Groar back. I used to live across the lake from Aggie there, my homestead is. Then I moved to Kapow, then I moved back, bought the place here in Groar. And we came across the Swan Hills with the wagons, and pack horses, and the cattle, so on that. And we came across them rivers, all them rivers, except the Basca was a, what do you call that now? Ferry. We came across on a ferry, not the Basca River. So ever since I've been in Groar, since I moved here, I never go very far except working on railroad and hauling milk to Whitefish and work for survey outfits and do a little cabin to work.
How did you haul the mail to Whitefish?
With a team, yeah, team horse. I hauled 7 years to say. I worked for Frank Belrose. A couple of years after that, I worked for Arnie Annis, hauling his mail from Groar to Whitefish Lake.
Who was buying the furs here?
Was Hudson Bay, a guy by name Guy, and his son, his father-in-law's name Morno, I think. Is it? Yeah, Morno. Yeah.
What was it again?
Guy.
Guy?
I don't know. I didn't know his last name. I forget about it.
Yeah.
Then this Satson Bay burned down over here on the top of the hill, below the mission. They moved right the front of my place. They moved the store over there. And that one's burned down again, Satson Bay. So after that, they quit. They quit Satson Bay. They quit from Groar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you know about this land? Was it owned by the Indian people before you guys came?
Well, not exactly, but after that, I heard quite a bit about it, you know. Like that, where I live, Francis Lodge used to have that years ago. You know. The time was a big town here in Groar. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, the railroad went across the other way, High Prairie, and Groar just broke. Everybody quit Groar. After that, after the freighting is over, team of horses, the horses from Athabasca to Groar, and from Groar to Staging Lake, Whitefish, Peace River. So after the railroad get in, they took everything. No more freighting for horses.
How did Groar get its name?
Oh, Bishop was named by Groar. The bishop was, first one was here, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bishop. So the Mosier Groar was his name, see? And after that, they called it Groar then.
They called it Groar then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bishop his name, like. You know.
At one time, the Indians used to come here and get treaty too, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
What kind of Indians were they?
Well, just like the Sucker Creek people, you know, the same.
Cree?
Yeah, and Cree, but they join in treaties.
They used to come and get treaty here?
Yeah. There used to be across the bridge line, you know, where them people live, and that's where they used to have a camp, but they get treaty there and paid in. And Laird, old Laird was Indian agent, but that time, he used to live below here. He used to go around with pack horses, a bunch of pack horses, four or five men, six men with him, mm-hmm. going to pay treaties over there and there, you know, Fort Mimillion, all over, you know, Station Lake, and East River country. So that's the way they used to work. No cars that time. No aeroplanes, except dog team and pop horse. That's all.
So, what did you guys do for pastime, entertainment?
Well, we had horses, you know. A few cows and so on that, and we trapped a little bit. But everything was cheap that time. You buy a sack of flour, 100 pounds of flour for two and a quarter. You gotta have pack horse, a couple of pack horses, $30 worth of groceries. Otherwise you can't take it home or a wagon. Now today you can put that $30 worth of stuff in your watch pocket. Go home. Is that right? Yeah, even suits, you know, one of them suits, high top, $30-$40 today.
Yeah. How did you get your land that you own?
I bought it from Goldman. Yeah.
Can't hear if your hand is up. You bought it from who?
Well, from a government, you know. Because the government took it back from these guys. They hold that land. They lost it by the taxes. So I just paid the taxes for it. Mm-hmm. That's why I got it. I got 77 acres there where I live. I got title for it.
What about Hawkins?
Well, I don't know about that, how much land he got there exactly, but it's not so much. Maybe 6 or 8 acres.
No, he's got quite a bit.
Or maybe, well, all together. They got some more here, you know, this side.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about Callahasin?
Oh, I used to see the old man Callahasin quite a lot, but I didn't know much about them, you know. The old man died quite a while ago, about a good 30, 35, 40 years ago. The old fella died. They used to trap, that's why they make their own living, trapping.
Well, did he used to own all this land before?
Where the Callahasins living?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's what they say anyway, but I can't say for sure. They used to have a place there, a piece of land, but I don't know how big.
Yeah. Now, how did the RCs get their land? Do you know anything about it?
Which one you mean?
The church.
Oh, well. But wherever they come, they own the land. Don't need to file, take a homestead or nothing. Same way Hudson Bay, where the Hudson Bay built, you own the land so much there. The same way to this mission out.
Wherever
they
camped?
Well, the first one was down below here, just a log shack. I remember I seen that. But they quit that church already, see. Just a log house. Down below, straight down over here. Wherever mission or priest camp, whether they build a church or mission, you know, they own the land. They don't take homestead or nothing. And either Brothers, they can take homestead. When they want to sell that land, they got to sell it to a mission for $3, that's all.
That's how they sold it? 160
acres.
The brothers?
Yeah, brothers, mission brothers.
Mission brothers?
Yeah, that's why they get $3. for their homesteads. Oh, I know that across the bay there by Leesy's, Mr. Brother William knows him well. He used to have a place there right on top of the hill. Mm-hmm. Well, he sold that to the mission for $3. That's all they get for it. You know?
Who did?
Brothers. Mission bought it, you know, for $3.
Wow, I wouldn't buy land for $3.
Yeah, I'd buy 100 of them. Was that cheap yet? Yeah, I guess that's about all I can say.
Well, did the Indians give them that land?
Well, no, brothers took homesteads, see? They paid $10 for the homestead, 160 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So they work on it.
Yeah.
With mission output, mission horses, mission machinery, you know, so on. And when they finish that land, they got a title for it. Well, they sold that land for $3 and signed their name and the title and give it to the missionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it goes. They can't sell it. Otherwise, they can't sell it nowhere to nobody except the mission.
Yeah, what kind of treaty did the, like when the Indians gathered, where did they all come from for their treaty?
I don't know. Well, the treaty is like, they're like us, you know, meet us. When they start treaty, well, lots of them meet us, they join in, so treaty. So I'll come. When there's a treaty, woman or a man, any time you want to come out, you want to quit the treaty, so you get, I think they get $500. Then you wipe your watch. Then you meet us again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it goes.
Lake St. Anne, wow. A lot of people drifted from Lake St. Anne all over the
place. Oh, all over, yeah. Grand Prairie and Sturgeon Lake and some whitefish here, a couple of them. Oh, they go all over the country.
That must be a big place, huh?
Well, it's quite a big place, all right. I've been there 2 years ago, and that beach there is full of houses there.
Mm-hmm.
We went there, this one, for that big meeting, you know, 2 years ago. Oh, it's a big place now, Lexington. But it's not much, it's not town, you know, this summer, for the summer, like. You know.
Well, years ago, there must have been a lot of people there.
Oh, yes, used to be, I remember, there used to be a lot of people, there big people, you know, they live in all around the lake, and some in the back, you know. But most of them, the old people, all passed away.
See? Well, what made them move up to this part?
I don't know, they just quit over there. I thought they make better living this way, or better trapping, or better work. And they moved back here. And the first time, all these survey outfits, a lot of them fellas from Lake St. Anne, they used to survey back here, all over Grand Prairie, P7, and Gloire's here. They seen a lot of land. And so they come back here. They like land better over this way.
And what was your name again?
Belcour. Pat Belcour.
Pat Belcour.
Yeah.
I'm a Belcour too.
Oh? Mm-hmm. Who are you relation to?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised here in the mission.
Oh, yeah.
1942 to 1956.
My God, you know, my daughter Annie, he mentioned about you, some Belcour here in school.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it was, see? I guess you know my daughter Anne.
No.
You used to go to school here. Alcee, Rose, Danny, George, they all went to school here. Mm-hmm.
And you guys came up from Lac-a-Vish?
Right.
You came from Lac-a-Vish?
No, Lexington.
Lake St. Anne, yeah. There's a lot of bell cords in St. Albert, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My oldest brother, his family, all live in Lake St. Anne, some in Edmonton. It's almost, well, 6 or 7 girls, they all married. And
what
was
your father's name?
Julian.
Julian?
Yeah, Julian Burke.
Did he know Father Lacombe?
I guess so. He used to talk a lot about it. But I didn't remember myself. You know. I remember Lizzie, Father Lizzie. Mm-hmm. This Lizzie Big Prairie, his uncle, I think, yeah. Yeah, I think he's his uncle.
Yeah.
I guess Lacombe died quite a while ago, before I was born. I heard something about it quite a lot. You know. My dad used to talk about it, and talk about Lacombe. Old Hamlin here too, you know, he know a lot about this country.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to say.
Yeah. Okay.